Live at ATIA 2010, this is Mike Wolof, and I caught up with Steve Wells at a company called Assist with two very interesting products here, one of which addressing ALS, known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Thanks for taking a few minutes, Steve. Talk about what you got here today.
Sure, Mike, thanks. Today we're highlighting two products, the Assist Touch System, which was developed in working with Northwestern University for the past 20 years. We spent literally thousands of hours working with hundreds of people with ALS, working with them to see how they best communicate. One of the things we found is a frustration in that by the time they, if they initially lose their ability to speak and they're using a device that they type with their hands, by the time they get good with that, they've often lost their ability to type with their hands. Then they have to learn some other device where maybe they do direct selection using either eye skill, where they can move with their head, use a head mouse and point that way, or directly touch on the screen. And then oftentimes they'll lose that ability and then they'll have to learn a whole new device, you know, shortly thereafter, and maybe move to a row column scanning sort of system. Our product is different in that it takes somebody from the start of ALS all the way through the progression so that we get one product that you can learn and use that as your abilities change, it can stay with you throughout the entire progress of ALS.
Wow, that's a... What is the normal period, or does it vary from person to person from the onset of ALS until it progresses to a point?
It does vary by folks. They say 2 to 5 years is typically the typical range, but you have exceptions like Stephen Hawking, who's been around for a really long time and continues to be around with ALS.
Wow. So the other product I want to display here that I'm sure some of our listeners will be very interested in is called ChatterVox. That's V-O-X. And this is what, for people who have damage to their throat or larynx or something, where
absolutely, yeah, yes, Mike. It's designed for anybody that has weakness of speech. This can be from people who, some folks just talk softly. We have some folks who their voice has been impaired by a disability, like Parkinson's or ALS or cerebral palsy. Stroke folks, some folks that have had surgery on their throats or vocal cords. We have a lot of teachers actually wreck their vocal cords by projecting too loud over the years. It develops what they call nodules on their vocal cords. And then they're left with a surgery, and then they are left with soft speech. The ChatterVox is designed to boost the vocal output for people. Even just folks talking in just barely a whisper can be heard using a ChatterVox.
Well, why don't we demo it here? I want folks to hear what this device sounds like. I thought it was a pretty good speaker, so let's see if we can get a demo of it here.
Sure. Well, what I can do is I can turn my ChatterVox on for you now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and talk in a whisper. So now, Mike, talking in a whisper, so you can barely hear me, but you'll notice with the ChatterVox, I can be heard pretty comfortably. Now watch what happens when I turn the volume down on my ChatterVox. When I turn the volume down on my ChatterVox, see, I'm virtually on, very hard to hear.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. It's a good-sounding speaker.
Yeah, it
kind of got that megaphone effect, kind of sound like Frank Zappa in Joe's Garage or something, but it's very clear, very... What size speaker is that? It's got good bass.
The ChatterVox has been in development for the past 20 years. It's designed to be a very lightweight device. It weighs about 1 pound. It's small. People often wear it just around their waist. It's got an adjustable belt. And your choice of microphones that you can wear, either like a lightweight headset like I've got on, or we have other handheld microphones and other wireless mics as well, where you can just take it anywhere you go. It recharges overnight. It's good for about 15 hours of solid talk time. Yeah, it's a real solid device.
And what is the price of the ChatterVox?
The ChatterVox, our top-of-the-line package with the whole nine yards, with the rechargeable battery system and the charger and the device and the storage case and everything, is $285 delivered to your door.
Oh, that's very, very, very doable.
We've gone out of our way to keep the price accessible.
Very good. And your other tools here for ALS and the progression, what does that cost?
The Assist Touch System, you can get a demo system for $100, all the way up to a fully blown system, which has fully integrated environmental controls, television controls, and all of that, for around $4,500.
So it's modularized, right? So you start with the basics, and then as the disease progresses, you would add the other components, some things are optional, I guess, like TV control.
Right, absolutely. You can go both ways. Or you can simply get the package that will just stay with you throughout the progression. You've got everything you need, and it's going to stay with you from day one until the end.
Okay, what's your booth number here for folks who may drop by after listening to this?
Sure, we're booth number 605.
Okay, and what is the website and phone number for folks to reach you?
Sure, our website is assist.us. That's www.asyst.us, or assist us. And our toll-free number is 888-888-9060.
ASYST.US.
You got it.
All right, Steve, thanks for taking some time. It sounds like some great technology. Come by and check it out or visit the website. Live from ATIA 2010 for Serotalk and SamNet Radio, this is Michael Love.